Washington Governor Jay Inslee has stepped into the debate over hospital mergers and partnerships. Monday, the governor ordered the Department of Health to update the rules that govern hospitals when they plan to expand or form affiliations. We get more from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
When hospitals plan to add more beds or restructure their operations, they have to go through a set of rules called Certificate of Need. The Department of Health reviews the application to make sure these proposals meet the needs of the community. The governor's directive means that hospitals have to show how an alliance would affect the public's access to care. Jamie Smith is spokesperson for the governor. She says the directive also calls for the department to make the information available to the public.
He believes that the state does need to be vigilant in ensuring that as these mergers or affiliations are being discussed, that it happens in a very open, public, and transparent manner. Because, you know, we do need to scrutinize them. We do need to make sure that they're serving the best interests of the communities that those hospitals will be in.
Over the past few years, hospitals have been forming partnerships as a way to survive, but they've been controversial. Many of them are with faith-based organizations. One of the pending ones is between UW Medicine and Peace Health, a Catholic health care provider. That has raised a lot of concern about what kind of services will be provided or eliminated, like abortion or end-of-life care. Shankar Narayan, the ACLU's legislative director, says the directive is one piece of the solution. But by the time the rules are revised, many of the pending agreements, like the UW case, will already have been signed.
Very often, these transactions are conducted through setting up shell companies that aren't actual entities but exist for the purpose of essentially being able to avoid the process of regulation.
The governor's directive begins immediately, and the Department of Health is expected to give an update by the end of October. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.